people of Sex Insanity. We love you guys. How are you doing? How sexy are you feeling? How is your vagina doing? How is your penis doing? How are your genitals doing? Guys, this is Sex Insanity, hosted on the Gold Coast Support Podcast Network. If you've been listening to us, you know that Gold Coast Support is a podcast. Anyway, shut up. If you've been listening to this, you know the Sex Insanity is on the Gold Coast Report Podcast Network. It's the premier podcast network in Ghana. We have a lot of podcasts that you can listen to. Don't just listen to Sex Insanity. Visit our website, www.listentogcr.com, to listen to all our podcasts and listen to Sex Insanity on any podcast player. Remember that we put the first like 15 minutes or the first half of the recording on YouTube. So you can watch us. You can see how, oh, Abba's covered her tits, but my tits are tittying. And you can see what we look like in the studio and just watch and subscribe to our YouTube channel, okay? And follow us on social media at Sex Insanity. Guys, we're supposed to have a different recording today, but our guest, it didn't happen. So Abba and I are gonna talk to you today about sexy things, and you're gonna learn from me, and we hope you have a good time. Let us know your comments. I'm Araba. Hello, sister Araba.
Hi guys. Today I decided not to be a nerd for the recording. I don't know why I'm still wearing my glasses, but hello my friends, how is everybody? It's good to be back in the studio to talk to you guys again. Mm-hmm.
Araba, how's your vagina? Yes, how's your vagina doing?
My coochie.
Your other name is what?
It's Nesha, the black unicorn. Mm-hmm. She horny as hell. Okay. Yeah, my coochie is doing great. It's well nurtured, well taken care of. Mm-hmm. Oh, yesterday I removed my hair, so it's kind of pretty bald and shiny.
Oh, you shaved. What did you use? You shave, use hair removal.
Yeah.
That's what I use too. Mm-hmm. I want to meet someone who made me want to wax.
Oh, it's funny. You should do it. I've done it
the
twice.
Paint. Yeah, I've done it, but I only do it if like the person likes wax coochie, so I'll do it just for you. Mm. But I've been wanting to do it for the pain.
Do men really even state if they have a preference? Have you ever met a man who's
I met a guy. He was like proper dumb. He was like, he likes waxed coochie, so with that I'll do it for you. Like, such men should send you like maintenance money, so it's like, look pretty and come see me. Like, she's getting like, you know that I'm seeing you this week, and you send me like some 2k. Mm-hmm. So that I can fix my nails, do my lashes, get waxed, and then I come like knowing that I'm coming to see you, so that, because there's some men who care about all those things, like they want to make sure you are on point. Like, men, if you're listening to this, that's something cute. Like, you have plans to see somebody and you're like, okay, take this money, depending on your budget. But I feel like adult women won't complain about 2k.
I also feel like there's also like an alternative for everything. You don't have to go to the spa to get waxed. You don't have to go to the fanciest salon to get your hair and nails done. So you find an alternative that works with
you. So what budget should the men work with?
The sugar wax you can do at home yourself. Okay. So all of that.
So so nothing less than 500, because nails are expensive.
That's true.
Even if she use her removal cream car, like at least her nails, her lashes, or if she doesn't have anything to wear, she can get something to wear. Alright guys, my vagina is doing very well. I asked Araba. Mine is called Nose Candy. And God, guys, I've been getting some. Like, guys, I have this new person I'm seeing, and the meat has been meaty, and I love
she
it.
She said meat like, has been meaty, Gorky.
Do you know that I've come to realize as an adult that I care about size?
Oh,
I care, like, for real. My
this is
personal.
Where we insert the last Sex Insanity episode. That size matter.
Like, for real, like, I've seen at this point in my life that size matters to me, that I cannot settle with somebody with a tiny dick. Like, I've seen. And so I met somebody, and the dick, the size is so perfect. Like, it's so meaty. God. Like, you see the big sausage. Like, oh my God, guys, I'm in love with this nigga's dick. He shouldn't listen to this podcast.
But question though, you said the meat is like girthy and
meaty and heavy.
My question is, do you think that if he lacks in other departments, you'd just be okay just because the meat is girthy?
No. No.
I thought you said it's that good.
It's that good, but it's that good coupled with the fact that he's my type. He's like my absolute type.
Okay, so now he's your type, he's got a great dick. but maybe I'm just throwing maybes in there. He can't probably stroke properly. And
I have tried the stroking and it strokes properly.
Okay, so stroke properly is out. Now he doesn't, the head is not great.
Well, you, we can you, teach him.
You compromise?
Babe. I'll teach him how to eat me out. That one, dear. Okay. Because you know, you can meet some guys that the foreplay is crazy. Mm-hmm. They will eat you out, eat your ass, everything.
Yeah.
But the dick doesn't go in deep.
Mm. Yeah. That happens.
That happens, and it's like,
it's very common.
It's like you could go deep now, and guys, we're
maybe
not
that's all the dick I brought.
Guys, we're not saying this for you to feel insecure if your dick is not big. We tell you all the time that everybody has their preference. Some women like small penises.
Yeah, boyfriend. Yeah, dick, something they can manage.
Exactly. You the Araba has. She has a term called boyfriend dick, guys.
No, it's a real thing on the internet.
I thought it was from you.
I didn't make it up.
I think boyfriend dick is from like 6 to 7 inches or 5 to 6 inches.
I think boyfriend dick is just that size. That
the
it's
average.
Not too big. It's not too small.
So it's like the average.
Yes,
so 5 to 6. 5 to 6. Less than 7.
It's not dick that's going to blow your mind.
But
it's not going to underwhelm you.
But
either.
You know, I've had boyfriend dick that, although it wasn't long, like he knew how to use it. Even when you're on top of him, he has a way of hitting you from under. So
yeah,
you still feel
exactly.
it. So it's not like, oh, you could go deeper.
So boyfriend dick is the type you could do again. Like,
you can manage.
Again and again and again. Like you could manage. Something you can
yeah.
work with.
If you're my type and you have boyfriend dick, I will date you. It's not like you're small, small, tricky. Yeah. All right, guys. Since our vaginas are doing well, guys, like, oh my God, I'm really enjoying myself. The last episode, I was saying that I've not been getting some. I'm so happy I found this person.
Great.
All right, guys. Since it's just the two of us, I have a question for both of us. Describe
yeah.
your ideal dates.
An ideal date
for
so
you.
I feel like an ideal date would include the things I love.
What
One
are the
of
things
the
you
things
love?
I absolutely love is the beach.
The beach.
Yes.
So what time?
Definitely in time for sunset.
Okay, that's around like, if you're in Ghana, like 4 p.m.
4, 5, 6-ish, mm-hmm. yes. So it could be a laid out picnic at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Like me and my person, we get to watch the sun go down,
mm-hmm.
kisses in between,
mm-hmm.
long walks on the beach. Like, yeah, that sounds like perfection to me.
My best kiss ever my whole life was at the beach.
Exactly.
Was
I feel like the beach just adds this oomph to the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like,
at midnight. I remember that kiss. Mm-hmm. I want to recreate it.
You should.
All right, what's my ideal date? Okay, so my ideal date, I would want us to go to a bar. I don't like eating for a date because I don't be eating in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to go to a bar, a low-key bar, and then we drink, and then
mm-hmm.
I can dance. Maybe you watch me, I can give you a lap dance, and then we can drive around.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe if you're my type and there's chemistry, we can go to your place and watch something and then
that
have
works.
Sex after.
But I like the fact that you said so you can grind, because people were saying grinding is a lost art. So
I think me know me, I like
to. There's a queen.
Me dear.
Willing to throw it back.
Guys, like, because it's nice dancing on a guy, like, and then he gets hard. Like, I know I'm turning you on, right? Yeah.
It's also a way to feel up the reaction, to see what you're working with.
Guys, see, I've been single, and that has been my issue. Finding out the size of the dick before you fuck him.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to now, like, because it has happened to me in, like, not too long ago, where, like, you start fucking without knowing the size and you're like, God, I wish I asked. Cause
wait, okay, so usually in that situation, how do you ask?
See?
Do you ask, do you feel up, what do you do? How do you find out?
How to ask? I've asked before,
uh-huh.
but you know, in the past when I've asked, it was not long ago, I asked somebody, he sent his dick pic and I didn't like it. Then another time, already, I think the next time too, the guy wasn't really, really my type. I was like, how big are you? And he was like, hold it. So I touched it and it just wasn't long, but he wasn't really my type too. Because if the guy is my type, I really wouldn't even ask about dick size. Because already, like, I want to kiss you and make out with you. Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it really has been an issue. How do you guys, if you're listening to this, ladies, how do you find out a man's size before you start? Because a lot of girls be finding out before they...
I think the OG method, dance up on him when he's wearing something soft. Not jeans. With jeans, you can easily get confused because the zipping area could add some inches that he doesn't have. So make sure he's wearing something soft, like sweatpants, shorts, something softer. Then like try to grind up on him, get him hard and
touch
him.
You can
use your booty to do the gazing.
All right. Some girls will just touch it mistakenly. But that's not like okay, that's guys. Not consent.
You don't have consent, so
yeah. Or you go swimming.
You're right.
Because when you swim with
man,
when you go swimming, you can see the size.
You're right.
Oh, you know, some girls don't like to fuck from the get-go. So, I mean, those few moments that you just be touching on each other, you use that to check the size.
Well, that's
you
true.
Get it? Yeah. That's but I mean, true. Oh, God, guys. Listen, being a girl is not easy.
I think the last time you were telling me something about a man who knows he's packing will be willing to show you as soon as you ask.
Like, but some, they think they are packing, but some be thinking they're... But you know how some girls don't like big dicks? So if you get to ask and you see that it's very long, like it's like 10, 12 inches and you don't want it, you can just tell him. Because men be telling us, like, recently some man told me his girl stopped dating him because she said the dick was too big. And he said it was 12 inches.
That's valid.
Yeah, 12 is quite long. Yeah. Even me, I don't think I want
12 inches. What the fuck?
Unless you are my type and you are doing everything for me, I'm managing.
You are doing too much.
Hey, you that you like 12.
I mean, do you know what 12 inches is?
12 is like...
Hold out your hand.
Okay, guys, I have nails on, right? If you're watching on YouTube, this is like 2 inches. So this is like 5 inches. So this should be like...
To the wrist is 10.
Hey.
So to where the bracelet is?
Like 12 inches, guys.
Come
can you
on,
see? People be having long dick. Have you not seen that video on Twitter?
That the guy was like showering.
Yes, some people be having really long dicks.
Bro,
okay. Guys, if you're listening to this, let's consider. Let me know what the longest dick you've had, right?
Uh-huh.
What was his... Where was he from? Was he Ghanaian? What was his tribe? What country was he from? Was he white? Was he black?
Wait, what's the African country that has the biggest...
Hey, madam, there's nothing like... What?
That's chat. You didn't see that thing. It
those things
online,
are not like... I don't believe them because
okay,
they usually just work with... Because you can meet somebody who is even white or Asian who has a very long dick.
Well, that's true.
You see, so
but you know those stats on the internet? I think one of the countries that talked was Congo or something related.
The meat I'm having right now is Nigerian and it's very thick and long. But I've had Nigerian dick that wasn't long, so you can't even work with that. All right. What's the most memorable date you've gone on?
Memorable date. Memorable date. Wow. There's been a few.
I want one. The best.
I'm trying to find
the one that tops the chat.
I don't mind talking about. Oh yeah, it's not even a date because we had to like cross towns, like we had to move to another town.
So what happened?
So we were out on a getaway, like we're on a trip.
Was it a Thursday?
No.
Okay.
It was like something we're just doing. We're in another town, and then we had to go. He was trying to put me on some food, and the food was like a 1 hour 20 minutes or 1 hour 30 minutes drive away.
Wait, what
from
food
where
was
we
it?
At. Okay.
What food?
It was actually pizza. He thought he had found the best pizza in Ghana and was all the way in like Cape Coast.
Okay.
And we had to like just go all the way to Cape Coast. But guess what? We got there and the lights were off. And the guy said they couldn't make the pizza for us. So we ended up doing like a long walk on the beach. So you know they've done the sea defense thing in the side of like the country. They have the gravel thing. Yeah, so we're walking on that shit. We descended to the beach. Like, it was just very nice. It was romantic. Like I said, I like the beach. So anything that has the beach involved, I'm sold.
Okay, guys, that's cute. I think my most memorable day was in my last relationship when we were like opening, we opened it up. So I even realized that I like 3 people on a date so much because it was me and my boyfriend at the time and we met this girl on Tinder.
Okay.
So we're supposed to meet up and then like have a date. So we met at this place in Istegon and then it was so nice. Like we talked and she was like, she likes cocktail from this place in Osu. Yes.
A cocktail.
I'm not going to mention. Oh, it's number 10, the number X. Is it?
Oh, okay.
Is it Osu or La Badi?
La Boni.
La Boni. Okay, okay. So we went to number X from there.
Okay.
Then after we chill, then we went to Remix to get Amen.
Okay.
Like, it was such a fun day. Like, she would be like, and then we'd be like, okay, should we go elsewhere?
You don't want the night to stop.
Exactly. And this wasn't just two people on a date. It was three.
Were you making out in between?
We didn't make out. It was like a clean, like, it was just fun.
Oh, nice.
So the next time we hanged, she came to ours and then we had a threesome. And it was so exciting. But right. That would be my most memorable date. Like, three people on a date. Like,
that sounds good.
I can't wait to do something like that again with my next man. Yeah, so guys, that's my most memorable date. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let me see what my next question. Do you have a worst date you've been on?
Yes.
What happened?
Oh my God, I told you.
What happened?
This date was so terrible. Mm-hmm. I created a whole private snap for it. Mm-hmm. So I called the private snap "Nuisance of a Single Girl in a Car."
So what happened?
So this boy has been in my phone, like follows me on social media. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I'm trying to see you. I think you're pretty. Like, let me take you somewhere. Like that type of thing. So it was a shitty day at work, like a proper shitty day. And I was trying to say, oh, maybe because I had a shitty day, that's why I transferred to the date and all that. But nah, it's the beach once again. So I texted him. I was like, you have been hounding me about like wanting to see me and all of that. Today, I have some free time and I'm going to take shots at the beach. Do you want to come? Mm-hmm. And then he was like, oh, yeah, sure. He'll meet me there. So I'm like, okay, cool. And even that, I got late. So he was there before me. So I get to the place. I walk up to this guy. Pardon me, like I don't expect him to be in a suit and tie for a beach date, but this boy was wearing sweatpants, like a tracksuit bottom, not even sweatpants, like a tracksuit bottom, and then you know those football jersey tops. And he looked like he either went to play football the day before and dropped the clothes, like the clothes were basara, looked dirty, and he looked like he nutted in his pants. Like, he smelled like he nutted in his pants.
So he could smell like semen.
I could smell the semen. That was my problem.
What was that?
First of all, I don't like the smell of semen. Like, I absolutely do not like the smell of semen.
But you'd be swallowing, though.
Yeah, that's my man, though. Like, okay. Y'all be easy. Anyway, so like I was saying, he smelled like cum. And I couldn't deal. So I thought it was even where we were seated. So mm-hmm. I had us change seats. And the smell lingered. So I knew that, oh, it's from him. And then,
was he your type?
First of all, it was my first time seeing him. I realized he wasn't my type because he was short.
That added to it.
And then another thing was, he showed me a picture of his, a video of his best friend getting back shots.
What was that?
I was like, he was like, oh, he has his best friend.
So
she's
icky.
Crazy.
So
she
icky.
Sent him pictures of herself fucking. I'm like, okay. Then he takes his phone and shows the video to me.
So icky.
I'm like, Brody, I know how we're going to do this. So I wrapped it up. Like, I didn't even do the things I came to the beach to do. I took one shot and then I called my ride. So in the middle of the conversation, I was like, oh, I don't feel too good. And my ride is here. Oh, and he watched me open my own car door.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
So I just knew that it wasn't going to work. That was a terrible day. It's 0/10. I regretted leaving my house and I'll never do it again. But yeah, I stopped talking to him. I stopped replying to his messages on social media and that was it. He got a message.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to see what my worst date. I don't think I've gone on a worst date. No. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, I just be chilling. So if you are turning me off, it's like, bring the drinks. Then after, it's just that, okay, so my next question is, what guarantees, like, on a first date that you have sex with somebody on a first date? When's the last time you had chemistry, right?
Chemistry.
Me, if you're my type, I'll fuck you on my first date.
From the text, from the DMs, from the calls, and we're linking, there's a 90% chance it's going to get sexual. I don't make the rules.
I be fucking on the first date, guys. No, if I'm into the guy, because I've gone on dates where I didn't fuck them. But if you're my type, mm-hmm. I would let you know I'm gonna fuck you after. We're going to your place after. Right. I'd be letting you guys know that. Like,
you don't do the 90-day rule, huh?
I don't do the 90-day because the only time
but
I chose
you don't
to
do the 90-day rule.
I've tried that, but in the end, it wasn't worth it because I was like. Because what if I now catch feelings in 3 months is a long time.
Yeah.
Now I catch feelings and the sex doesn't cut it. Because you know some men don't do aftercare.
Yeah.
Some men like switch up after sex. Mm-hmm. I need to know how you are after we fucked. Because now you've gotten in the vagina. What next?
To give mom and dad their dream retirement? Or do your younger relatives need something small to keep going in this economy? Do you need a fast, safe, and reliable way to send money to your relatives in Ghana? Your answer is just two taps away. Yes! Introducing Tap Tap Send, your go-to safe solution for instant money transfers to Ghana. Download Tap Tap Send today from your app store and send money as easily as you can say tap tap.
Some niggas now tell you I don't cuddle. Some niggas can't go again after one round. Or they feel like that's it. Like, so, no, and me, because sex is very important to me, I get the sex out of the way when I like you. So, the when I don't fuck on the first date, a part of me just knows that maybe you are not really my type. I'm just trying to see if I'll like you. But if I like you and you're my type, I'm already imagining riding you. So then that's how my relationships start. Because my past relationships, you end up, because they're your type, you like them, you talk to them, it's nice, you fuck. The next thing you know, you're dating. Mm-hmm. I like it that way. I feel like it's good that way.
It's not a given for me. Like, it's not like I would absolutely fuck on the first date. Like, the vibes is right. Mm-hmm. Hey, I don't mind.
And that's your type, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to.
Right. I don't mind.
I like to fuck on the first date. All right. What? How do you like to be called by someone you're fucking?
Yeah.
Guys, I mentioned come bucket. Arbor says no.
Honey, listen. Don't get me wrong. Come bucket is a great
thing. Hi, my come bucket.
I don't mind. But can you say that in the right place? Like,
so you want to be called a come bucket during sex?
Yes, that's not sexy. Bitch. That's my little slut. That's my little come bucket. Mid-shook. You're allowed. But don't call me on a Tuesday afternoon like, hello, my come bucket.
Like, yeah, if you're gonna be like pet names, I like being called babe, sexy, pretty,
yeah,
or whatever like sweet name you want to call me. Like,
I told you someone was calling me sexy, and I felt like that was the coolest shit.
That was cutest, yeah. I like it. I like when
he just won't stop calling me sexy. Hey, sexy,
I like that too. Or hey, pretty, like, you know, you're sexy, right? And I like to be called like pretty words during sex,
of course,
like.
It's called affirmations.
Compared to like I don't call myself a good girl, but call me a good girl during sex. Like, I'll do what you want. Like, give me instructions. I'm daddy's good girl. Like,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. I have, like, somebody tried calling me bitch, and I was like, No, are you my slave? Like, I can do that because I like to submit, but like, I like to be called a good girl. Like, you tell me what to do, and then like, you've been a bad girl. That one is different. Like, if you want to spank me hard, or like, daddy's good girl, like, daddy's slave.
Okay, so talking about names, if your partner is introducing you to his friends, do you want him to go like, oh, this is my girlfriend, or oh, this is my madam, or hey, this is my baby? Which would you prefer?
Oh, that's my girl. I like being, unless we are friends.
Honestly, the dom in me says, call me madam. Hey.
That's my madam.
That's my madam.
My madam, like, makes it look serious.
My ex used to say that shit. I used to be so cool. Like,
that's my girl.
Hi, have you met my madam?
It's cute. I think my madam is cute, but yeah, just say, that's my girl. Or that's my babe. But if we're not like that, say, that's my friend. Don't
you'll
piss me off. Don't piss me off unless you're somebody I don't mind dating.
You get the ick immediately.
Yeah, guys. Okay.
Dead.
What do you want to talk about next?
What else?
Guys, I found that I like to be slapped when I'm getting, like, when I'm sucking dick. And I like to let, like, them sit on me because I'll just be like, come sit on my face. And then I'll tell you to slap me or, you know, like,
violence.
On my face. Yeah.
Violence. I think skincare is expensive.
Yeah, like, why you touch? It's true. Come to think of it. Like, but you know, some men like to hold your face. Like,
it's, hey!
They'll be like, they'll just do this to your face. But don't touch my, you give me acne. So it's like, No, but you know, if you see that he slaps you during sex a lot, you tell him to wash his hands before.
I still have PTSD from slapping across the face. That's a story for another day. So please don't touch my face, thank you. But you can kiss it though.
Yeah, I'd be liking it when niggas like kiss you all over.
Yeah, like the ones that's like they're obsessed with you.
And then, like, the one that the hand kiss too is underrated.
And the
I think it's cute. I think it's really cute. Ooh,
lovely stuff.
I like to kiss a lot. Yeah. Yeah, guys. Is there any kinks you realize you are into? What
kinks.
What else? Have you let someone spit on, in your mouth recently?
See, spitting in my mouth is a very dicey subject because it depends on my mood.
But have you done it recently?
Recent? How recent?
Since I did that Sex and Sanity went on a break.
Oh no, I haven't done that in you recent time.
But
last year, I did some shit like that. And yeah, I was pretty wasted, pretty horny, and really in the mood. So I let it slide. But I think on another day, I would have said no.
Because I think with somebody I was seeing back then, I made like, so at a point he also was like a spit in his mouth. I was like, okay, not you getting into it. And I, because after me, I like to kiss right after. So
yeah.
And I like taking shots from my nigga's mouth.
Yeah, I know, that's your shit.
I'd be liking that a lot. I haven't done that with anyone recently, but I want to do it soon.
That's your shit. I mean, it happens, I do that, but it's not something I'll go looking for.
But spitting in the face.
No, I won't even let you touch it. Touch it with your hands. You think your saliva is more worthy?
But you know, it's like, it's like the dominating thing. Like when they are on top and dominating
this
thing.
Yeah, I feel like this would be a sub-paradise. Like a submissive paradise.
Yeah.
You want to do anything to please, but nah, not me.
Yeah.
So it's a no for me.
Someone I was talking to was saying, he told me he wants to beat me till I cry.
Hey! And I'm sorry.
And I said, please, no, I don't want to cry. I have lashes on. Like, what do you mean? So because
what does he mean he wants to beat you till
you cry? No, because he's a dumb and he knows I like pain. Like, he wants to beat me till I cry. And I was like, please, I don't want to cry because my lashes.
This sex thing is sounding dangerous right now.
Because, like, I'd be liking to tear up when I'm sucking dick, right?
Yeah, that's different.
Like, because, like.
Being beat up to tears is another story.
I've never been. Guys, if you are listening to this and you've experienced like somebody beating you till you cry, let me know.
I feel like the closest I could come to getting to tears is maybe if he spanked me a little too hard and unexpectedly. Because that one, the pain can be sharp and piercing. So it's just like, then like, okay, I adjust because I know it was for pleasure. But beating me to tears, that Charlie, you scare me. I probably will block you. I'll talk to you again.
Oh, me, dear, just because of my lashes. I was just like, you're not about to ruin my lashes. Oh, but why would I be crying because you're beating me?
Pain is temporary, right? The drip is forever.
Nah, yeah, don't beat me to like, I be letting niggas spank me, like, really hard. But these past few days that I've been fucking, like, when he spanks me really hard, I don't say my safe word. I'm like, you can take it. Like, try it and see. Like, you can take it. Let's see how painful it can get.
I feel you.
Yeah. How are your nipples sensitive?
Yes, my nipples are. So, for a brief period, like in 2021, 2022, I lost feels in my nipples. Like, I couldn't.
What happened?
Maybe because I just felt like I wasn't getting touched properly.
Okay.
Because for a period, like, I didn't care about my tits. Also because I felt like it was a highlight for the people I was sleeping with.
Ah, because you have huge tits.
Yeah, just like, ready to grab it real quick. And I'm just like, it's just tits. Can you calm down? So I wasn't really enjoying, like, any type of, like, titty play or anything. But I met a man who sucked my tits like I was his mom.
Hey, God.
Like,
you see, like, you're making him laugh.
Like, he was getting breastfed. Like, he sucked
it. I
got
like one again.
He sucked it like he wanted life out of my tits. And I was like, yes, baby. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that was fun. So, ever since that time, my nipples have just like ready to be sucked all the time.
Okay.
Also, I hear when you do a piercing, you may either become extremely sensitive or lose completely.
I'd be liking
it. 50-50 thing.
I'd be liking when they rub like this, like light rubbing.
and then it gets hard.
Yeah. And one of my favorite things, like when you're showering with a guy, right, and the soapy water, like they rub it with the soapy water, it's such a turn on. Like, it's such a huge turn on. Guys,
also, please, if you want to, another thing, this is me and my friends watching a video, and then we saw this DJ, and then she was just turning the knobs on the thing, and my friend was like, see the way she's twisting the thing. You can tell this girl, she knows how to play with nipples.
Hey, what video was that?
Real. Because the way she just like was just twisting, there was something there. There was something there.
Guys, you can experiment with pegs, like cloth pegs for drying up stuff on the line. Have you ever tried that?
Yes, I have.
Like, because the pain is more than the nipple clumps. The nipple clumps are not that painful. Like, if you want to experiment with pain, like the clothes pegs and the bobby pins too.
Yeah,
bobby pins are like it's nice.
I see. I really don't think I want any kind of like extreme pain to my nipples. I don't even want you to bite my nipples like that. Like, nibble, don't bite. So I'm not a big fan of extreme pain to my nipples.
Okay. Oh, I miss like my butt being bitten.
You didn't tell this one to do it?
Well, I mean, I've been trying to like test his vibe, because the first time we fucked, I didn't even tell him spanking. I wanted to see,
like, did he do it?
But just that the next time we fucked, the next two times, I was like, spanking. I could see he liked spanking, but he was gauging. But he's been spanking me, and then it would hit so bad, and I'd be like, nah, let me see what this will feel like. And then I like it. So he's helping me open up my envelope. All right, last thing before we end it. People complain a lot that doggy hits, right? I want us to talk about that.
Okay.
Doggy be hitting when you're not like so aroused and wet. Because the thing with a vagina is that when we're not like aroused, there's not enough space to accommodate a penis. So that's how come, like, when you have a big penis, we tell you, make it wet, like, do a lot of foreplay. Because when you do a lot of foreplay, the cervix shifts up. So there's more, just like how the walls relax, there's more space lengthwise in the vagina when you are very aroused. And I think with doggy is that in that position, it goes in deep. So when she's not well aroused, it can hit so hard and hit. Because even when you're aroused, if the dick is very big and like he's taking his time and he decides to go in really fast and deep, you can feel it. So the key thing about doggy is make sure she's very, very aroused and wet before you tell her to turn over. Because I've had clients that would complain that, and I'll be like, do you sometimes want doggy? And they'll be like, yeah, sometimes when I want it, I just let him know he should hit it. But I don't want him to ask for doggy all the time, because it hits sometimes.
But you see, another thing about doggy is I feel like positioning is everything. Because, look, do not be deceived. Not everybody can do that perfect arch, like, not everybody can do that shit. So, and depending on how deep the arch is, it depends on how far the dick can go inside you. And not everybody is up for a whole,
because you know, you can can start by arching the right way, but then,
or even support yourself with a pillow. It still counts as doggy. You don't have to like chest on the floor type of arch. Please calm down for yourself and then find a position that works for you and the person you're working with, because the size also will determine how much it would hit. So maybe if I'm dealing with a nigga that I know is like huge and long, I probably won't go down all the way, because I know that would mean full access for you to penetrate. Maybe I'll just do a slight bend so that I still have enough space to like push him back if it's hurting. So just position yourself properly.
I'm liking curved dicks now, guys. Curved dicks.
I see how that would be a thing. I get it. I get it. Because if it's always going straight and today is going left and right.
Like, if it hangs and it's curved, it's nice to see.
Really?
If it's big and like he's standing and it's not like he's hard and it's not shooting straight like this and it's like this rather. If it hangs.
I think if I would want a curve, I would want it to curve upwards.
Well, I haven't seen. Have I seen dick curved upwards?
Is it law of gravity?
I have seen curved downward and curved to the left. The niggas have been meeting with curved dicks, so they've been big and long. and they be know how to use it.
Because, bro, it's to the left. It's a different part of your body that's otherwise is not usually explored. So,
yeah, guys.
I get it.
Guys, I hope you enjoyed this conversation because it's getting to the end. I'm going to give you all a day. So, I have this thing in my book because my book, I give you things you should do to spice things up, right? Hot sex every day. So, there's one tag that says you should try edging. So, I talk about edging a lot because edging is a way to prolong your session and to get a more intense orgasm afterward. Like, let's say I'm touching myself, right? Or you're stroking your dick, right? You touch yourself and it's getting very nice and the pleasure is getting intense. When it gets intense, you stop. Then you start it all over again. Make sure you don't come. So when you get to a point where you're close to coming, you stop, start again. Stop. Women do it a lot. Like, you've been edging, right? I be edging it because when me, I've been masturbating with my toys. And when you masturbate with your toys, the orgasm comes too easily. Sometimes, okay, I like the orgasm, but take your time a bit. So the edging makes it such that it prolongs it, right? So I have in my book that you should try edging. And one lady tried it and she said that was her first time squirting. She tried the edging and she squirted.
You're using another easy way is using toys and a partner. Mm-hmm. So maybe you have the penis inside you and then you use the toy on your penis. When you feel like you're coming, you're so close, just pull the toy away. But you'll be dealing with that man because all that constructions will make like his dick like.
Guys, try that. Try that for us. So yeah, try edging. So you try edging if you've never edged. But this, my task for you, my dare for you is let your partner watch you edge because it can be so nice. They can sit back if they have a cigarette, a joint or something. They can be drinking water. They should just sit back and watch you do your thing. Edge yourself. Take turns to watch each other edge. Like, remember, start touching yourself, use your toy or whatever, stroking your dick, whatever. When it's getting intense, stop right before you come. Do it again. Do it like 5 times before you let yourself have that orgasm. And after letting him put it on you, I'll just be like, after you come, you'll be like, babe, I want you inside me. I'll go over and sit on him. Don't break a chair. I broke a chair this week.
Hey, well, Shelly, one day we
save, I'll be
bringing
chairs. The next day we didn't run the flood. I was like, oh my god! Wow. But yeah, that was good. When you break things, you know you've been getting it right. If the sex sucks and you break something, it's don't fuck him again. Hey, no, it's not that deep. It's not that deep. Like, remember, Christ's heart.
I feel you.
Yeah. Guys, that's the end of our episode. I want to moan.
Ami wants to moan for you guys.
Yeah. Daddy, are you going to come soon? Daddy, you're taking too long. Guys, see, I'm an adult. No, okay, I want to meet. I'm nearing 30. Oh, yeah, Daddy. Yes. Fuck. Yeah. Oh shit. Like that. Yeah. Like it like that, baby. Yes, daddy. Yeah. Oh. It's okay.
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.